Technology today has never been smarter. But smart only matters when you put it to good use. Together we can build a smarter future for all of us. Let's put smart to work. Find out how at ibm.com/smart.
This is Tech News Briefing, reporting from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos, and welcome to the physical cloud. What if you could store and deliver goods as easily as data? Good news, science is on top of that. And if you check out your standard Amazon distribution center, an influx of robots are signaling a sea change in how things we buy will be aggregated, stored, delivered, you name it. A look at how everything is about to change, but first, these tech headlines. Netflix exceeded expectations for adding new subscribers during the third quarter, reporting stronger user growth in international markets as it continues to invest heavily in its global programming offerings. Shares of Netflix gained more than 13% in after-hours trading on the robust subscriber growth after closing at $346.40, up 4% amid a broader market rally Tuesday. In what the Journal calls an eye-popping offering, Uber recently received proposals from Wall Street banks valuing the ride-hailing company at as much as $120 billion in an initial public offering that could take place as early as next year. The figure is nearly double Uber's valuation in a fundraising round just 2 months ago, and incidentally worth more than GM, Ford, and Fiat Chrysler are combined. Apple has apologized over the hacking of some Chinese accounts in phishing scams almost a week after it emerged that stolen Apple IDs had been used to swipe customer funds. In a statement this week, Apple said it found a small number of users' accounts had been accessed through these scams, and the company is, quote, deeply apologetic about the inconvenience caused to our customers, end quote. Apple didn't say how many users were hit or how much money was stolen. However, the company said to prevent unauthorized access to all accounts, people should enable two-factor authentication. Coming up, automation still taking over. Up next, how they're changing retail, one robot and drone at a time. Amazon, Walmart, and your usual suspects are all using AI and robotics to upend all things shopping, from appliance browsing to grocery delivery. A world where less and less humans are necessary. Here to walk us through the early days of what he calls the physical cloud from Baltimore is the Journal's Christopher Mims. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. So in reading you describe your standard Amazon distribution center, I guess I never really considered the mechanics of it. We hear all about robotics and automation and the progress that it's making. But to read you describe it and the way that the human element is diminishing, it's really fascinating. Talk to me about the new ecosystem happening before our eyes.
Yeah, there are a lot of different ways that people are implementing the physical cloud. But the bottom line is, you know, picture the old days in a warehouse, workers having to walk for miles in order to get goods and then put them in a box to ship to you. That still happens in a lot of distribution centers, even Amazon's distribution centers. But the key insight that engineers had was, what if we created robots that roamed those shelves for us? And then you only need humans to do what's called the pick or the pack phase in a warehouse, which means, you know, either packing things onto these mobile shelves or picking things out and putting them in boxes, because that's something we still can't get robots to do. And that has, you know, by some estimates, increased Amazon's efficiency by 20%. There's another estimate that Amazon only needs a total of 1 minute of human labor.
That was fascinating.
To get something, yeah, out of its warehouse to you. And that's because of a mix of so-called hard automation, which is, you know, the old stuff, conveyor belts, things like that. And then this new, more flexible automation, which really is robots. So what Amazon uses is these robots that they really do look like giant Roombas, but they have like IKEA shelving strapped on top.
Very believable to me.
Roam around, this huge thing called the Kiva field, and bring goods to workers who then pluck them out and put them in bins. And then warehouses that are even more automated. So like the next level of automation is Ocado in the UK. We don't hear about it a lot in the US, but we're going to hear about it more because they just did a deal with Kroger to build 20 distribution centers all over the US to automate grocery sorting and delivery. And they have this system where, imagine just giant three-dimensional grid, you know, it's like 50 or 100 bins by 50 or 100 bins by 16 bins deep. And then these robots skate across the top of this steel grid and then lower these arms to grab a bin And it does funny things, like if a robot needs to get a bin that's three or four bins down, all these robots, they have this swarm intelligence, get together, and one robot grabs the top bin, the next robot grabs the next bin, and on until it gets to the bin that it wants. And this is how Ocado stores everything from detergent to milk. And it's this huge optimization problem that they collaborate with Google on in order to get you goods, you know, that day or the next day, and make sure nothing spoils and maintain the cold chain all the way to your house. And so the physical cloud is these fully or mostly automated warehouses that store and manipulate atoms the way a data center stores and manipulates bits. And so that's why I called it the physical cloud. And then if you think about the other part of the cloud is, how does that data get to you? That's through the internet and through wireless networks. We're automating that too. So right now, distribution networks still require trucks and human drivers, although all that is dictated and optimized by artificial intelligence. I mean, every UPS driver on the planet is driving a route that's dictated by some AI somewhere. But that is also being automated rapidly as well. So there are companies like Neuro that are partnering with Fry's, which is owned by Kroger, I think, to do autonomous delivery. And, you know, you're seeing more and more drone delivery as well. So when you combine a fully automated warehouse with a fully automated distribution system, you know, last mile transportation system, you really get something that looks like the cloud, but for physical goods.
It's freaky. You know, when you think about it, just how the digital world has made its way into the physical world with automation. We actually haven't even gotten much into delivery just yet. You know, I imagine a scenario where we're just firing up an app and ordering any old thing via drone. And I imagine that's happening soon. And I know Amazon and Google, they're all working on it.
They are. The real barrier there is that, you know, how do you fly a bunch of drones over populated areas safely? The FAA is, you know, not known for moving quickly on these matters. They're justifiably proud of their safety record. They're never going to do anything that endangers commercial aircraft, nor are they going to do anyone that endangers people on the ground.
Right.
So it's not clear when we're going to get this. It's happening a lot more in China. It's happening for specific applications like getting blood and other things between hospitals in Sweden. But, you know, when you talk to, for instance, again, the folks at Ocado, they're more bullish on autonomous delivery via autonomous vehicles. And, you know, there's a number of ways that could happen. But, you know, autonomous vehicles, they're pretty far along. And, you know, there's reason to believe that you might get autonomous delivery before you get autonomous driving in you know, of humans, because an autonomous delivery bot, you know, it doesn't have to go as fast. Nobody's going to care if it's going slower in order to be safe. And also, you know, we can always change our infrastructure to accommodate those things. So if we want to, you know, section off an HOV lane for autonomous vehicles tomorrow, we could have autonomous delivery tomorrow. Because, of course, autonomous vehicles can already drive on their own. It's just avoiding humans that's the problem.
It seems to be the continuing theme here, because all the progress that automation and tech make, obviously it's all next level, it's all very big, it's all happening now, and Amazon is a behemoth company and all, but cost, this all sounds incredibly expensive, and it's all moving so quickly, and this rush towards automation, how much is that going to impact progress?
Cost is one reason that we haven't seen more automation, especially in warehouses to date, because if you think about it, you know, these grocers, they have such thin margins to begin with, they can't afford the huge capital outlays to do this. Amazon can, you know, Amazon can always pull profits out of AWS, where it has great margins, and put that into its retail arm. And it does. And other companies are forced to respond. So really the biggest players are the ones pushing this. So Kroger partnered with Ocado. There is a big private warehouse automation firm called Symbotica, which is selling to Walmart and to Target. Walmart, of course, is pushing hard into this. Like, they have a heavily automated distribution center in Bethlehem. They're building Amazon-style distribution centers, which are distinct from their warehouses that fulfill orders from their stores. And you're seeing a lot of innovation, too. So there are startups that are proposing, okay, what if you just attach a small, fully automated grocery warehouse to your existing grocery store? So in that case, you're leveraging an existing distribution infrastructure you already have to your stores, and you're just kind of solving the retail problem for the last mile, or for the person who wants to make their order online and then, you know, pick it up on the way home or something like that. So there's a lot of experimentation, but it is very costly, and that does slow its rollout.
It's all happening now, though, and the journalist Christopher Mims is covering it all as usual. For a fascinating read, head to WSJ.com. Christopher, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And that is Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.